Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.
K8LBF, K88RBP.
KATO monitoring 33.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees.
There's always more, you know, to learn.
Yeah, and it's good to learn it. It keeps the mind working and keeps you active. That's for sure. Oh, yeah, it's somewhat similar. I went through hot and heavy periods and then backed away for a while. I came back to the club now, and they asked me to take on the trustee of the club. I've been the trustee of this club 30 years ago, for gosh sakes. But anyway, well, I did, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to get something. If I'm going to be responsible for these repeaters, I at least got to be able to, if somebody says this or that's going on, I got to have something I can turn on. So since this was a tri-bander for $69, I said, well, golly, for how much I'm going to use it, it's just fine. But I've had it for, I don't know, 10 days now. And it's a darn nice little radio. I've got some Yaesu 2-meter handhelds and others from, you know, through the years that I've had. But the quality on this, the build quality seems to be very good. Very happy with it so far. Anyway, and it's raining, and she's in there having a good time. So I'll just sit out here. And I did... she had to have a procedure at the hospital, so she was sleeping for a while afterwards, and I used that to go through the manual on this. At first, I thought this thing was a piece of garbage as far as you know, making it work and do what you want, but after reading through the manual about 10 times in a row, it's starting to make a little sense. K8DO.
Say, call K8DO. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, you're in between, what, 75 and 127 there on 46, Hemlock. So, I think, I know I've been by there because I've always taken 46 across, I've taken 46 all the way across to Kent City, so I've been that way many years ago. Anywho, I'm going to go back to studying. And you said $69, I paid the taxes on my radios, which I'm kicking myself, I think. That sounds pretty good, so. Oh, well. There's always something cheaper, and it works just as well. I got to get out of here. I got to study it. I'm going to try to take the test at the next meeting. Oh, by the way, yeah, I'm the club trustee for Lapeer, so our tower's bent over right now, so we're in kind of in makeshift mode right now. 7-3, I'll talk to you later. WAYRC.
Okay, very good. Before you duck away, Mike, what happened to the tower? Well, just wind or what?
Yeah, years ago we got on this county tower over by a school, probably 100-foot tower, and I don't know if it was straight line of winds, tornado, but that whole area got tore up, trees down everywhere, people's yards and everything, it's been a month and a half ago maybe. So anyway, the tower folded right over. It didn't twist or nothing. It just folded. So I got a funny feeling it was a straight line wind. But the shed's still there, you know. So, but it tore up that whole area. So now our tower is about half the size, and trying to find a different location. We don't have a whole lot of things real tall over here, so I'm not sure what we're up against here, what we're going to do yet.
Okay, very good. Yes, I remember that particular storm. I was worried about my stuff, too. I did have some wire antennas come down, but it was a minor issue. All right, the XYL is back, and we are headed for home. So 73 is my friend. My pleasure making your acquaintance. I'm going to look for you again. K8DO.
K8DO or W8DO?
It's Kilo 8. I wanted the WADOC, but they wouldn't give it to me. They said it was taken. So they offered me this, and I took it.
Oh, real good. Yep, I brought you up there. good. I'll catch up with you later. 73-WAYRC.
Okay, deal.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 65 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KYNU. Wound around last weekend you work and this weekend you're off. How'd we do today? Oh, it was bad. It was just nonstop 911s. I think I angered the dispatch gremlins or something. Oh boy, that's bad today. Yeah, that's a typical Thursday there before a long weekend. Well, I guess you were due. I guess you had some change. You were able to kind of sit back, do your own thing, and sit back up. I guess today wasn't one of those for Thursdays. No, I was 9-1 today, and. It was just call after call after call, and I don't know. This is any impression of what summer's going to be like. It's just going to be bad. I say it's probably a tune-up for it. Yeah, probably fasten your seatbelts on that one. Houses are out. School is getting close to getting out. Things to come, I guess. They say fast and keep going.
Right. How was your day today?
Pretty productive. Most of the week we've been doing some trimming and pruning and things like that outside. Last 3 days, I'm trying to deal with the doctors and my prescription again, don't forget for my psoriatic arthritis medicine. We're going round and round on that a little bit, but we do a lot of that. I'm trying to make some contacts by radio. We've done that the last couple of 3 days. Got on a little bit, nothing locally here, and I tried even echo link today, but no go, but that's all right. But other than that, we're doing pretty good, enjoying the weather.
Yeah, that's right. I heard the weather was really nice today. Supposed to get better over the weekend, so outside of some possible storms tomorrow, but it's going to be good. I'm glad you guys are able to enjoy a little bit outside. And there's always another time for contacts. There's always somebody else on at other times. So.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and then, you know, for most are working during the day, and that's okay. You know, it's good to try the bands and get on EMR this week, but okay, there's plenty of time to do these things, and trying to listen a little bit. Just get on the double nickel net the other night. That's been the last couple of weeks, but maybe we'll get back to it. But you know, it's nice to get back. Nice to get back on. Enjoyed the net last night, and looking forward to tonight's set as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight's net. I'm excited about it. Mike's got it tonight, so it's going to be a good net. Did you check into Wayne County's last night?
I did, yes. They had a good net down there last night. Yeah, a lot of good discussion.
hear anything. Yeah, I went out on a date, so that was more important, and it was a lot more fun. But, yeah, we enjoyed the evening, and kind of spent some time together, and it was like, catch Mission Impossible, supposedly the last one, but we'll see. I think there's more Mission Impossible coming, but it was a good night, though. We just enjoyed each other's company, and had a good night overall.
NAWCB. Well, I'm glad for you. You guys need those date nights and those adult times together, whether it's going to a simple restaurant or going someplace particular or places. Just again, that downtime you need.
Yeah, it's definitely needed, investing in each other and spending time with each other. That's extremely important, and taking that time to get together and to hang out. So that it's important. It really is. It was good. We enjoyed it.
Yes, especially as busy as you've been, a lot of with work, with the marathon shifts you've been working, and a lot of ARPSC activity going. Definitely that family time and again husband and wife time is important there to connect, to communication, to fellowship. And
those things. So I'm
glad for you in that
way. It's good. It's good. It really is. And I didn't take a radio yesterday. I was like, I'm gonna leave my radios home and got my phone on me if anything happens. But it was a good night. It really was. A good time together. So, but next time maybe I'll hop on the net there for Wayne County. But last night was important. So.
Yeah, I agree. I'm thinking about you saying they left the radio, and I probably should have done that myself back in yesteryear. Would ask for mom, but she was a little bit more sensitive in that way. But always sit down at a restaurant and somebody come and maybe work for for this or like, yeah, next thing you know, they're talking about their problem or whatever. I think I think mom sometimes told me, cut your radio at home.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like I didn't want the radio to be a distraction. I usually have something on me all the time, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna leave it home, and if anything happens, I got my phone. I mean, I'm still reachable. And I've got good backup. Mike and Paul and Wally and Ron, they're, they're good guys. They know what they're doing. They don't need me to tell them what to do. They've got it covered. So, it was good. Like I said, I wanted that time, and my wife is very, very gracious about things, and she lets me play radio when I can, and so I don't want to mess up on something like that. I want to be able to have that opportunity. And my wife's important, so I just want to make sure that she knows that. So it's kind of, this one. Put all my attention towards her.
I agree in that regard. A little bit more sensitive to those things today. And, you know, hey, I got a phone, but you know, if I need a radio, I've got a still link on my phone now. So that's a nice feature. It was interesting last night. We were watching a video of Cam and his wife, and we were doing quota. And she was knitting or whatever, and Mom was saying, he's really dominating all of this. And thankfully, though, they spent some time in town afterwards. They were videoing it, and she got to buy some things, and they had a nice restaurant, motel, and that. For mom and her couple like that, it's definitely interesting, like you're saying.
So it's good stuff. It's good stuff there. Encourage the guys, if you're married or whatever, just put your wife first. And that's in your wife, because your wife's your best friend, and she's there for you. It's pretty cool. It's good stuff.
I think that's a good perspective to keep there. Again, priorities of God and family, those types of things. Hobbies are good, and putting in the right perspective of that, just get out of order, kind of gets a little bit frustrating, that balance is not there, kind of becomes a problem there. So it's good, just a decision, and there's that thing, and the recognition of that, like you're recognizing you there,
Yeah, for sure. Hey, guess what I'm getting?
NAWCB, what are you getting?
Okay, Wendy. I'm getting a P25 radio, Motorola, 800 megahertz, or whatever the P25. I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of excited to expand out a little bit.
Wow, well, that's pretty cool. Pretty glad for you in that way. You say it's a Motorola?
Yeah, it's a Motorola. It's a nice, not the top of the line, but it's there. It's nice, clean. Wally picked one out for me, so I'm getting it here. Once he's done getting it all programmed and everything, I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm excited about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you were able to make that deal, and while he's willing to do the programming and assist him that way. And again, it'll be a nice. For you, and maybe another avenue communication there.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. It'll be good. And like I said, I'm excited about it. It's pretty cool. So expanding the horizons there.
That's for sure. Starting out with a bow bang, and now you got some A2s and ICOM, and now Motorola. Man alive, stand by. He's graduating to a Kenwood here.
don't know. I'm not too impressed with the Kenwoods. We have them at work, and you know, they get thrown around, beat up, and everything else, and they don't handle too well.
Okay, I was kind of wondering, you know, with your work radios, I knew that Motorola, I think, is available, and Kenwoods were available. I was kind of interested to see how those held up day in and day out. You know, like you say, they take a lot of abuse, and, you know, they're used, somebody has their own radio, or, you know, just thrown in the charger, and somebody else just sees the battery, and off they go with it. But, yeah, good supply there of communications that are available to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Motorola is kind of holding up a little bit better than the Kenwoods. I know they, like I said, they you know, they get thrown around and everything else. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
And again, a lot of the consideration too is, you know, is price and what you're using it for, and you know, the bells and whistles and options that you have on it. So, like I say, thinking again the other day, pretty much at the point in life where I just like to try to keep it simple if I can, and I think that makes it easier in the long run. So, to each their own in that way.
Yeah, for sure. Simple is good, nice, easy to work on, and easy to figure out and stuff. But sometimes the bells and whistles are nice. I don't know.
Yeah, I get you there. You know, years ago, I just sit in a simple car that you just started and you went. You know, it might have had an AM, maybe an FM in it, but crank windows. Didn't need an air conditioner. Now power windows, power seats, air conditioning, climate cruise control, all those kinds of things. So, yeah, I can't get you on that one.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. I work hard for my money, so you know what? Hey, some little bit of spoiling isn't too bad once in a while. You know, you got to have something nice.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's nice to be able to, have the income, or you have to pay it back or whatever, and you're able to get that. Like I say, if it works for you, if it falls within your needs or falls within your means, absolutely, definitely go for it.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I'm home. I'm gonna head in here and unwind for a little bit. We got the net here in about 30 minutes or so. So I'm gonna sit back, relax, and then check into the net here. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and appreciate you coming along. Hopefully you guys have a good night, enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely, yes. Appreciate the ride along there, and like I say, good conversation there tonight. But the weekend awaits you there, and so I definitely would like to head on in and tell everyone hello and relax a little bit, enjoy the net, have some dinner, and maybe sleep in tomorrow, who knows. But tell everyone hello, 73. Family, and things go
said hi, and 73s and 80s in KEY in Euclid. All stations, this is KYNU, the ARPS CNET. We'll start in about 10 minutes.
Attention stations on frequencies, the Macomb County ARPS CNET will start in about 10 minutes. All stations, this is NHVDD. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 5 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.
All stations, this is NHDDZ, that's November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. My name is Mike, and I will be your net control for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. This net is held every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except the third Thursday of the month, where we meet in person. Members, please prepare radios with backup frequencies. The backup repeater is 442.600, a 123 offset, 123 tone, and a 5 megahertz offset. And our simplex is 146.580. So if you haven't updated your radios, updating your radios, prepare them for backup. Think we need them. All right, now that the repeater has identified itself, I can continue. Is there a station that would be able to take over as net control if for some reason this station is not able to transmit?
This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform. Dave in New Haven with announcements. Good evening.
T8NYU, Dave. Thank you, Dave, for playing backup, and we got you down. And as usual, I will I'll take you last in the rotation so you can do your announcements and your talk to the team, unless you come back and tell me, well, I'll just say right now, do you want to do your announcements in normal order, or do you want to do your announcements when I give you the microphone at the end?
Yeah, we'll keep it same old, and go ahead and we'll do it at the end. It seems to work out well.
Copy that. Will be. All right. Excuse me. I have been sick as a dog all week. I'm just getting over it. I feel great now, but now I'm just packing up all the extra junk. So I'm trying to get off the microphone when I talk, but like just now, it didn't happen. So sorry about that, and I'll try not to do that. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in. Stations outside Macomb County will be invited to check in after all the Macomb County folks have checked in. When checking into the net, please say, Net Control, this is, followed by your call sign phonetically, followed by your name, whether or not you have traffic or announcements. Please do that slowly. I'm old. I'm slow. Do not empty during any of that. And after everyone is checked in, we'll go back to our list for traffic and announcements. This is WHMAC. This is MHVDZ as WHMAC. My name is Net Control for the Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobile short-timers or in-and-out stations wishing to check in? Please check in now.
Net Control, this is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Joe, I have no traffic. I'm going to be in and out tonight.
All right, Net Control recognizes NHKKP. Joe, thanks for checking in, Joe. Have a safe night out there, and we'll catch you on the next round. We'll now take check-ins by location starting from 8 Mile and going through Boardman Road, which is the county line up north. So stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road in Macomb County, please check in now.
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha. Name is Bill. No traffic.
This is Peter Echo 8 with Uniform Officer. John, Uniform County. No traffic.
Head control, this is Whiskey 8. Foxtrot Uniform, Sean, and Warren. No traffic.
All right. Got a nice list here from this side of town. We have, starting from our last, Sean, W8FU. Welcome to the net. KE8MU0MUO. John, welcome to the net. KHWA. Bill, welcome to the net. This is Net Control Station W8MAC, calling stations located between 14 Mile and 20 Mile in Macomb County. Stations between 14 Mile and 20 Mile, please check in now.
This is November 8, Hotel Lima Yankee. Tom, no traffic.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. No traffic.
All right, Net Control recognizes NHWCD Dave and NHHLY Tom. Welcome to the Net, gentlemen. This is Net Control Station WHMAC now calling for stations between Hall Road for 20 miles and Boardman Road. Hall Road and Boardman Road in Macomb County. Those stations, please check in now.
This is N8KPP.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, Tango India Mike. Richmond, no traffic.
All right, Net Control recognizes
NHWRO Jim and NHKTP Wally. Welcome to the net, gentlemen. This is Net Control Station WHMAC. I will now take check-ins from those outside of Macomb County who are wishing to check in and join our net tonight. Stations in counties other than Macomb, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and the county you're calling in from, and whether you have traffic or announcements for us tonight. Stations outside Macomb County, please check in now.
Alpha, Delta, 8, Oscar, Delta, John, Oakland County, no traffic.
Net Control recognizing ABHOD, John. Welcome to the net, John. MATVDZ has WA8MAC from Macomb County ARPSC Net. And tonight's question that I have for you, we have our new task book that we talked about at the meeting, and some of us have completed level one already, which is outstanding. Congratulations to those of you that have done that. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. So I'm interested in knowing if you have questions, if you have problems, if there's some way, something that's holding you back that I can assist with or Dave can assist with. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight a little bit. So if you have questions or concerns or any of that kind of stuff with the task book, no matter where you're at, whether you're working on level one or whether you're working on, you've already feel like you've already gone through level two and haven't had signed yet, but you're working on level three maybe, who knows. Whatever it is, if you've got questions, that's what we're going to go through tonight. So, I'm going to go up to KHWA Bill. Do you have any questions, or is anything holding you back, or you stuck anywhere with the task force?
Net Control, Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha. No, I have copied the task book, and I'm working through the issues one at a time, bit by bit, so I should have a progress report at the next in-person meeting of the group. The third Thursday in June. So that's my contribution tonight. Michael, KWA, standing by.
Hey, Phil. Yep, just keep plugging along at it, and that's what we do. I'm trying to get my level three done, and I got to keep plugging at it too. So, any questions along the way? Read it out to me and Dave. All right, let's move on to KEHWUO. John, do you have any questions or is anything holding you up in the task book that we can help you with? Sorry, John. Yep, just keep plugging along. And it was kind of a rough signal there. You got a lot of static in the, a lot of noise in the background, bacon in the background. Just so you're aware, I'm pretty sure I got everything you said, though, or we got everything you said. And all the classes, including Skywarn, are available online. So if you want to go that route, I know that there was someone that was attending our Skywarn training, and she's a CERT member, Warren CERT member, and she became ill the night before, a couple of days before, so she was down with a cold that day and didn't want to infect people. And I mentioned the online course, and while we took it live, she took it online, and she got it done, and, you know, I think she texted me back and said, yeah, I got it, and I already got my certificate, and we weren't even out of the class yet, so you can do it there also, and just everybody knows that, too. All right, let's move on to Sean, W-A-F-U. Sean, I'm not sure what part you're taking, because I know when the doo-doo hits the fanular, you're going to be doing for the county and not necessarily for air for the state. But if you are doing the task force and you have any questions, feel free to ask. And I also want to give you the mic, so if there's anything you want to tell us, you know, any information you want to share with us about repeater or stuff going on, I'm giving you extra time on the mic, all you need. So, WAFU, this is your mic. All right, thank you, Net Control. And first and foremost, I have not looked at the task book, and I'll just take a peek at that, and because, you know, there may be some aspects I can help you with, so I'll take a peek at that and see. I know I have a lot of my FEMA training, quite a bit of it done, actually, so, there may, in fact, be some place, you know, that it way worked out, but no, I have not looked at it at this point. I'll have to get with you guys on that. But just glad to hear everything moving along really good. Pretty excited about that. And as far as repeater news, the Warren receiver, which I am on exclusively right now, was compromised. It was dropping out quite a bit, and got that resolved recently. The Mount Clemens receiver continues to have that staticky sound that you hear on the signal and WO signal. I just been loaded with work, so trying to find some time to get up there to take care of that. We get rid of that, it should be stellar just about everywhere in the county and beyond. Other than that, so not much to report. The receiver on the 442.6, your alternate, is a little compromised. But of course, you know, that has that system has multiple repeaters hooked up, so you acquainted yourself with those, perhaps, you know, that may work better for you. That's about all I really have to report here. Just really was curious how things were working, and seems like aside from that little static noise there in Mount Clemens, it's working pretty good for you. So we'll get on that as soon as we can. There's WAW, that's the Net Control. John, and can't tell you enough how much we appreciate all you do for this repeater and for this team. You just do great stuff for us. We appreciate it. And I wanna say that you know, during the business hours or any time, as I'm retired, you can ping me. Best way to get me quickly is to text me or call me. If you need some testing done, because I'm often at home, and I can flip my radio on and go wherever you need to go, or I can hop in my car and, you know, get on my HD and drive someplace and do whatever you need. So if you need that, out there for all right, let's move on to MHLY. Tom, do you have any questions or anything holding you back with the staff book?
Yeah, this is MHLY. My big issue is getting past those, the tests, I did the one, the first one, and tried taking the test, and I think two or three times, and I failed it all three times that I tried it. So what I'm going to do is print out the test on a PDF form and then keep it available on one screen and then try to take the test using my tablet, because it was mentioned at one of our meetings that it is an open book test, and if that is the case, then I'll see if I can score better, because once I get those done, then I can move on to the next item on the list. But until I get those home study courses passed, I'm kind of stuck in a rut. And other than that, that's about as far as I've gotten with it. But once I get that done, I'll try to move on with it. I'm also trying to work on getting my all-star system working. I've come up against a brick wall on that. So I'll got a couple of things going, but other than that, I got to work on that some more. I don't know. I'll keep working on it. That's all I got. MHLY.
All right, thanks, Tom. And yeah, that's a great idea, especially because it's what I did. I have problems with one of the tests that I took, one of the FEMA tests I took way back. And, I took the test and thought I had them all, I had it pretty close to 100%. When I got done, I failed and went, what? So I took it again and really, what do I change? What do I change? What's wrong? What could be wrong? I don't know. And when I printed it out, that helped me to remember, this is the answer that I gave, and for each one of them. And these are the ones that I'm not really 100% sure of, and so those are the ones I'm going to change and prove that fixed my problem. So hopefully that will fix it for you too, Tom, and you'll be on your way. All right. Moving on to MHWCB. Dave, got any questions or anything holding you back for the task force that we can help you with?
Net control, this is MHWCB. No questions or anything. Worked through a couple of things, but basically nothing holding me back. And enjoying retirement, just enjoying the hobby and just kind of going along as I can with it. But appreciate the questions. Good night tonight. Hope you get the feeling better. NAWCD, back to Net Control, 7-3.
All right, thanks, David. And I am feeling much, much better, so appreciate that. And I agree. This retirement stuff's pretty nice. It's nice to enjoy it. So continue doing that. Let's move on to Wally, NHTTP. Wally, how are you doing with the task force? Any questions or anything holding you back that we can help you with?
No, I sorry, it's NHTTP. Thanks for having the net. Thanks for doing that tonight. I missed the last meeting, so I did not get the task book. So I'm not sure where I stand on it, but I'll be okay once I get my hands on it. So I'm going to hook up here with Dave in the next couple, 3 days on another matter, and I can get one from him at the time. So other than that, no traffic, kind of a quiet night. I'm, believe it or not, I'm watching YouTube videos of them chasing tornadoes down in Texas live. It's kind of interesting with all those big open fields, and you can't tell what is a twister and what isn't a twister just because there's so much dirt and sand. It's kind of fun to watch, and I can see how these guys could get in trouble. So other than that, thanks again for doing the net, and this is N8KPP. Back to net.
All right, thanks, Wally, and I'm not sure Dave has hard copies. He may, but I will, as soon as the net's over, I will email you a copy of the task book, because that's how we've been sending them out. So I'll send that to you right after the net, and then you'll have it. All righty, let's move on to Tim. N-H-W-R-O, Tim. Any problems with the task book or any help you need along that?
Net control, this is N-H-W-R-O. And no, nothing as of yet. I'm currently waiting for my Digi rig to arrive on Monday. So I'm looking forward to working with that, setting it up, and then ultimately sending a message instead of IP. I'll be sending it over RF. So really looking forward to getting that done. That'd be item 14 in the task book. And I was able to complete level 1, as you know, last meeting. So just kind of moving forward and really interested in that Winlink. That's all I got. Back to Net, N-A-W-R-O.
Cool. Thanks, Tim. Glad to hear you're progressing along. And, yeah, always getting new stuff's always exciting and fun. Good luck when you get that. And I'll be watching my Winlink Express every day or two. I'll make sure I'm looking at it. So when you guys send stuff, I can see that I got it. And then I'll respond back to it. If I don't reply back to it, I didn't get it. But if it's, unless I'm on vacation, I should be on like at least every other day. At least. I try to get on every day. But at least every other day. All right. And now our last person on our list here is John, AD8OD. And John, I know you're Oakland County, but that's okay. If we can help you with passbook stuff, we do have the exact same passbook as Oakland County. It's Region 2. Has created a task book for Region 2, so we're all sharing the same thing. Is there anything you need help with your task book at all?
no, I don't think so. I think I'll just get through it. I think most of it I have probably for level 1's completed, level 2... there's some other items here for like the ICS or IS-200 and IS-800 that I have the ICS-200 and 800, but not the IS-200 and 800. So I'll either need to do those or other than that, I think that level 2 is basically completed here. 88OD back to net.
Hey, John, they are the same, ICS and IS, and I don't remember which way it is, but they changed the naming, and I think they are all called IS now, and I think they used to all be called ICS, or I might have that backwards, but if you've taken the FEMA 100, 200, 700, 800, it doesn't matter if it's IS or ICS, you've taken them all. So print out that certificate, and that'll be your proof for whoever's doing your signing. All righty. And now we'll move on to our imperious leader, Dave. And Dave, I'll ask you also, because I know you're working on your task book just like we all are, do you have any questions or anything with the task book that you can need help with at all?
Good evening, all, in Net Control. This is K8YNU. Well, I'm working along here, getting this task book done. I don't really have too many questions. A lot of it is pretty clear, it's good to go through. It's definitely a good standard to set for the county and with the rest of the emergency management crew. So it's important to go through this. I'm happy to see it. And honestly, you guys, if you guys have questions, feel free to reach out. If I'm at work, I may tell you, hey, hang on like 2 seconds. Let me get somebody to cover the radio or the phones or something like that, and then I'll call you back, whatever. But I'm pretty available, and I'm always willing to help you out. So don't be afraid to reach out and call my phone and ask questions. So good question, and definitely looking forward to seeing the end result here. I'm going to break here for time. Well, we had a good meeting last week. Brandon came and showed his support for our team. Very excited about that. You know, I say this often, and I say this over and over. We are very fortunate to have an emergency manager that stands behind our team. A lot of counties don't have that same reciprocation between their county emergency manager and their ARPSC team. So we're pretty fortunate. We have a guy, Brandon, that wants to be a part of things, wants to see us grow, wants to see us develop into a solid team. And so it's really cool to see him there and show his support for us. And then also Winlink, Riley from St. Clair County, the EC from St. Clair County, came down and taught Winlink. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm definitely willing to ask him again to come out if there's more interest and you weren't able to make it. Maybe we can have him come out and teach another class, or maybe do something on the field. Overall, it was a good meeting. It's been pretty cool. I like the results of these nets that we've been putting on here now for, I believe, we're going on a year now. 11 check-ins tonight, and we just continue to grow. And I like to see that growth continue to push forward. So keep going, guys. Keep pressing on. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. I'm going to break here for time. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. We're looking at doing a fox hunt here in either June or July, and then also an appreciation picnic. I want to get the team together and have a picnic or some type of barbecue to show my appreciation to you guys, because without you guys, we don't have a team. So I want to say thanks to you guys and show my appreciation to you guys, and maybe we'll do some burgers and or brats, or both, or something like that. We'll find a good park that's local, and just have a good time. And you bring your family, and bring your radios out, and we can have some fun there. But kind of a projection here of what we're going to do the next couple of months. Normally we would break off, but we thought that continue on during the summer. I think it's important. I think that it helps our growth. It helps our exposure to the community and to others in ham radio. So definitely plan to attend the meetings here in June and July. Obviously, if you've got family events, if you've got things going on, vacation, totally understand. I get it. Not a big deal. But we are planning on having the meetings, and we're planning on having nets through the summer. And we're also planning on doing a lot of training here this summer. So get ready for that. Watch your emails. And if there's something that you guys would like to train on, send me an email, call me. We'll try to hook something up. We'll try to get something going. I want to see our team useful. I want to see our team grow and continue to grow. And there's been a lot of, I bumped into a few people that have asked, hey, what's ARPSC? What's this about? And I've got the logo on the side of the car or whatever. Or, I'm out and about, and I got my ham radio, and somebody will ask, what's this about? And I'll tell them, and they're like, hey, that's a really cool thing. That's a really cool thing that you guys are doing, and glad to see that. And so that gives some type of exposure to us, and it sheds a good light on us. So Continue doing what you're doing, guys. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. I'm here for you anytime you guys need. Whatever you guys need, I'm here for you. And don't ever feel like you can't reach out to me. I'm here for you. I open door policy. So definitely feel free to reach out. I want to thank Mike. He's doing an awesome job as a net control operator, and he's been net manager here for Macomb County, and appreciate his hard work and time in putting in this. If you guys are interested, if there's any one of you guys that are interested in becoming net control, reach out. We're here to help you out. We want to see you guys grow, and we would like to see at least one or two more net control operators. That way we can kind of split it up and divvy it up and kind of maybe help you guys get in front of the mic and take over and have some type of leadership role. So don't be afraid. We've got a script that we read, and I've got an Excel sheet that's already pre-filled out, and all you just got to do is put in the name, the call sign, and whether you got traffic or not. And it's pretty simple. And we've even got it. Mike and I have even got it worked out to where if one is net control operator for the night, then the other one's doing the scribe. He's writing everything down, so we kind of have double work there. We've got each other's back there, so nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be nervous about. Nobody's going to bite your head off or make fun of you. So if you're interested in being a net control operator, reach out. We'd love to have you. Love to see you grow and show our support there. So, all right, I'm going to wrap this up and turn it back over to net control. This is K8YNU.
All right, thanks, Dave. This is NHVDG as WHMAC for the Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. And I was going to say the same, Dave, about net controllers. We not only could we use your help, but more so, when the emergency happens, and Dave and I are both out of town. Someone needs to run the net, and so we need the help there. And it's really not that difficult, but you can feel intimidated by it. Just don't. It's really pretty easy to do, and after you do it the first time, you'll wonder what you had trepidations about. So, if you're interested in that, and I'll tell you what, if everybody on this net tonight said, hey, I want to be net control for Macomb County ARPSC, rock on. That would be awesome. And we would just split it up, and you'd be doing a net once every 10 weeks. You know, so you wouldn't be doing it. David and I are doing it every other week now, which we're not complaining about. We just want more people to be trained. We want to be ready if something happens. And my concern is that Dave and I just took a vacation together. And that bothered me the whole time we were both gone. And we weren't together. It was at the same time. So that kind of bothered me all the way through. That's why I'm kind of pushing for this. So, please reach out if you have interest in that, and we'll get you going. All right, this is Net Control Station WA8MAC, and I will now take late check-ins. Late check-ins, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and your county that you're calling in from, and followed by whether you have any traffic or not. Late check-in, please check in now.
November 8th, Whiskey, Julia Lima. Jay and Wayne County.
And hey, WJL, Jay, how the heck are you? Good to hear your voice, my friend. We were just talking about the task book for ARPST, which is a listing of requirements and things that you need to do in order to get deployable. And there's three levels, level one, level two, and level three. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. Are you in ARPST? I know you're in, I'm pretty sure you're in Wayne County, but I'm not sure. You might be Oakland County. Are you in an ARPST team, Jay? Jay? No, what is that? Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. It's somewhat similar to a CERT team, Community Emergency Response Team. The biggest difference is we got licenses and we can do radio. Back to you, Jake.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, I'm not into anything like that. Yeah. I just came through here past, so I had the net going on. And I just wanted to check in there. And this repeater's in Mount Clemens, isn't it?
That is correct. We do have, there's a name for it, like a receive station in Warren, and I think another one in, like, Richmond. You are probably, if you are in Detroit, you are probably just in the Warren, and it's sending me over to Mount Clemens.
I got a receive site in Warren. Okay. All right. That don't sound too good. I like this. I want to feel like I'm making it all the way without any help. But, hey, it is what it is. All right. Well, thanks for letting me in, and I'll say 73, and have a good day. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, thanks, Jay. Always good to hear your voice, man. Thanks for checking in with us. All right, this is this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, as W8MHC. And this will conclude tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPST Net. I want to thank you all for checking in tonight and hope you will join us next Thursday evening. Please check the Macomb County ARPST Facebook page. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, closing the net at 7:45 p.m. And I will now return this repeater to regular amateur use. 73, everybody, have a great weekend as we approach it, and we'll talk to you on the other side. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will be clear.
Hey, Mike, before you take off.
Just copy that, Sean.
Yeah, are you on the 9700 right now? And if you are, could you run that thing down to like one, power level one, and give me a count? Okay, that was not good. So I'm quite surprised. Are you at home? And do you have a beam or something? I'm just curious because you're not hitting Warren at all now, and you seem to be voting Mount Clemens no matter what. What's your operating conditions?
Thank you. you got to run the power back up. I failed to mention that. You're not good with low power. I can't believe you're not hitting Warren. There's something weird going on there. Like if I run a handy talkie from my house and a couple of watts, you know, I'll get Warren rock solid. As a matter of fact, when I checked in, I was on Warren with 5 watts and an HT. And it should be the same for you. So, okay, I just wanted to see why, you know, I was just curious why you kept voting Mount Clemens.
All right, yeah, I just cranked my power back up again, and hopefully that's sounding better. How was it through the net? Was I coming through clear through the net?
You have ample signal into the Mount Clemens receiver, but that noise on the Mount Clemens receiver is, you know, just annoying. So that's why I just can't believe you're not on the Warren receiver. That's what's shocking me, because you literally have to go right through it to get the Mount Clemens. How could you not vote that receiver?
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking too. I'm not, and I don't know these things as well as you do, but as I hang around with people like you, I learn more and more and more. So if you find out what's going on, feel free to share, because I am always willing to listen to you. All right. Anything else, Sean?
No, that was it. I have a theory, but like I said, I don't generally hash that out. Usually it's best to get test equipment and go figure it out than speculate. But I do have some theories. All right, you take care. W8FU.
W8FU, this is VDZ, and if you want any testing anytime, John, feel free to contact me and we can play some more. And it's VDZ. I will be clear.
Test 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. W8FU.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.
One last try, this is KDAWO, wondering if anyone out there is picking me up.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Yes, Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees.